Good morning, everyone. You're listening to Breakfast Reading, and I'm your host, Moji, from Bayonne, Barta. Today's episode is about failing is necessary for creativity. Fear of failure is a common condition that frequently stops creativity in its tracks and prevents us from moving forward in our lives. Although we all experience failure in our lives, we don't all react to it in the same way. Some of us embrace the concept of failure as a way of refocusing and reshaping our thinking. Others react to it by curling up into a little ball and shutting themselves off from the rest of the world. There is considerable evidence to support the notion that some people embrace failure, while others shun it at every conceivable opportunity. Some failure is good, to others, it is bad. An interesting body of research has underscored the notion that there are some people who embrace challenges and disappointments as opportunities to refocus their thinking. These are folks with a growth mindset. Then there are other people who see failure as, well, as a complete failure. They believe that they never had the talent or skill anyway. And they probably never will. These are folks with a fixed mindset. These individuals embrace the belief that you're either born with talent or you're not. In short, you're either in one group or the other. In the studies of creative people, psychologists have discovered that one of the most distinguishing features separating creative people from non-creative people is that creative people make lots of mistakes and continue to work through them, while non-creative people make a mistake and stop. Most people consider success and failure as polar opposites. In reality, they're both parts of the same process. If we don't acknowledge we failed, if we avoid a true reckoning, we cannot learn anything. In fact, failure can make things worse if we get the wrong messages from it. When we attribute our failures to external factors, the regulators, the customers, the competitors, we have no reason to change course. We throw good money after bad, double down on the same strategy, and hope the wind blows in a better direction. It's your turn now. Tell me, how can you be creative? Don't forget to leave us a comment and make sure to tune in for our future episodes. Until then, bye-bye.